We recently presented Active Cooling System dedicated to smartphones. It is not the only device that currently needs active cooling with increased computational effort. Another one is the Raspberry Pi 4 single board computer. While the earlier, third version, was known for overheating and was often supplemented with small heat sinks, the fourth edition of the popular Raspberry has already been fully cooled for the system. Let's take a closer look at this structure. Most people already know that the Raspberry Pi 4 can get very hot, and a heatsink for the SoC is required if you intend to use maximum computing performance under heavy load, or if the module is to be operated in high ambient temperatures. Big fan designs for the Raspberry Pi 4 have already appeared to prevent the computer from overheating. Perhaps this is a bit of an exaggeration, and the system does not require such cooling. But let's take a look at one of the Raspberry Pi 4 active cooling kit offered by stores. It is also compatible with Raspberry Pi 3. Packaging and assembly of a heatsink with active cooling. The packaging tells us that the module is made by the company 52Pi and designed specifically for the Raspberry Pi 4B, 3B Plus, and 3B. Probably not as useful for the last two modules as for the fourth version of Raspberry. The package includes a heatsink with an attached fan, sets of screws, screwdrivers, mounting brackets for the Raspberry Pi 3, 3B Plus, and RPi 4, as well as a useful user manual. The Raspberry Pi 3 and 4 are almost the same mechanically, so the differences between the mounting brackets of these modules are slight. Below you can see a rarely published photo of the lower part of the heatsink, the one that will be in contact with the cooled processor through a thermal pad. We see, in addition to a block of metal, a copper heat pipe used to transport heat away from the system to the heatsink, where it can be safely dissipated. So let's start assembling. First, we need to put a thermally conductive pad on the processor, of course, after peeling off the protective films. In the next step, the instruction tells you to install the first bracket with the M2 screw, as shown below left. Then we can tighten the second bracket to the heatsink. Finally, place the mounting nuts in the holes of the brackets, securing them with the attached screws. After completing this stage of assembly, everything should look like in the photo below, on the right. The next step is to place the heatsink cooling fan. It should be placed on the side facing the micro HDMI ports. It is mounted with N2.5 screws. After assembly, there may be two unused M2 screws left, so if you cannot tighten the fan to the heatsink, look for the other screws in the bag of the correct size. The last step is to connect the fan to the power supply. It is powered by 5V, which is taken from the appropriate pins of the 40-pin GPIO connector on the Raspberry Pi. Thermal tests. Now it's time to plug in the power and start the computer. We can admire the beautiful blue LEDs in the fan before moving on to further testing the device. The normal operating system is installed on the Raspberry Pi with no additional modifications to the firmware. Test software. In order to monitor the SoC temperature in our mini computer, we need the appropriate software. To install them, enter the following commands in the command line. They will allow you to install RP Monitor, software that allows you to track, inter alia, Raspberry Pi CPU temperature. In order to repetitively force the mini computer to the effort, we can use, for example, the SBC Bench script, which is dedicated to loading single board computers running Linux distributions such as Debian Stretch and Ubuntu Bionic. To install it, we download it from GitHub and just run Raspberry 4 reference test. First, let's run the SBC bench test on a regular RPI without any cooling systems. The performance test report looks like this. The temperature during the tests behaved as follows. The 7-zip usage test did not complete.